Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, this is Miriam Tima from the Real Housewives of Lagos. And you are watching Mia and Everything Else. Mwah. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, yes, it is another episode of Me, Her, and Everything Else. Today, my sisters, my brothers, we have a very special guest. Yes, from a trending show. It's a franchise show, and I know you all know what I'm talking about. It is The Real Housewives of Lagos. And I do have Miriam Adeyemi Tima. Come on.
Thank you.
You're basically one of the actual Real Housewives.
I think you're about two
and you are a housewife. And you are one of our favorite housewives.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. So it's super exciting to have you on the show.
Thank you.
You're safe. We're not going to do any, well, just maybe just a little bit. But not much gossip, but girl, we're going to have to spill a little bit of tea.
Okay.
Just we'll a little see. Bit. We'll but first of all, how has it been being on a reality show?
It's been great. The good part has been great. You know, the feedbacks and everything has been amazing. But the bad part is it's been overwhelming. Because it takes a lot from your daily life, your work, your family and everything. But at a point in time, I figured out to like balance it. Probably that was towards the end. Because at first, like, okay, I'm shooting right now. It's exciting. It's fun.
Yeah.
I'm on it. Then some things in your life will be lacking your attention.
Right.
Because, okay, you shoot like almost like 10 to 12 hours a day sometimes.
No, and it's
probably the
latest
time is probably like 6 hours. So like, after like a while, anytime I'm doing my makeup, the bad part was for that every time I'm doing my makeup or I have my makeup artist around and I have to shoot, even though just my diary session, because I do that in my house, my daughter would come and be like, Mama, again?
Oh.
Did you
get mom guilt from that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 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 And I felt, like, immediately we finished, okay, let's assume we came back from South Africa today. That was our last, we didn't shoot in South Africa because that was our premiere.
Okay.
The next day I had to fly her literally to Dubai just for a whole week just to be with her. And
yeah.
It was a bit like, she would wake up in the morning and not even come hug me and go straight to her dad because that was first and available. It was hard. It was hard. But now we are.
No, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
I know,
that,
like,
oh
you have, you know, girl child, they are very needy. Yeah. They're very mushy. But I tried. Now it's all good. Trust me. If you just jog away from me right now, it's fights. Do you get me? But at that time, we were able to balance at the end.
Yeah.
So, which was good.
And talking about balancing, how were we able to balance, you know, like what you wanted to show on the show and then your actual real life?
For me,
you're married, you have a husband.
For me, it was easier. Like, if you know me, Steph, you've known me for a very long time. I'm a very easygoing person.
Yeah.
I'm very funny. I'm very, trust me, like, the laughs and everything is even probably like one quarter of me. Like, if I show the old me, people will be rolling on the floor.
No, that was you, like, on maybe you haven't had coffee. Literally.
Like, that was just, like, they don't want to see Miriam on steroids.
They
like,
don't want to.
It's just, for me, it's just happiness throughout. It's all last. So, because it's not that deep for me.
Yeah.
I didn't really have any drama on the show, as you can see. Mm. Like, if I have a bit of conflict with you, I just say it the way it is and I move on. I'm not the kind of person that dwells on little things. And if I have to dwell on it, I can't be your friends anymore.
Yeah.
I can't be your friend. We can't have a relationship. We can't talk like you are just literally cut off from my life. I'm a Sag, and that's who I am.
Hey, Sag sister. What? How did I not know you're a Sag? Hold on.
I'm a Sag. My mom is a Sag. My daughter is a Sag. My husband is a Sag.
Oh my gosh.
We are all Sag family. So you can imagine the personality. So like,
we are the best. Like, we're so free spirit.
Free spirit. Like,
I get your persona. When you said that, oh, you just say it how it is. Like, however you're feeling, you just say it.
If I not
like it,
I might not say too much. That's the point. Like, people are like, oh, you should talk more. Like, if I don't have anything to say, it's reality show. Don't forget. It's a reality TV. Like, most of it, you can say it's edited. You can say they edited you wrong, but the words that you see on the screen came out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Always say
so that. So it's better for you to just keep your mouth shut than to talk because you want airtime. Your choice.
Yep.
So most of the time, I just keep quiet. Because don't forget, sometimes you hurt people's feelings and you can't go back. Because even though you don't mean it, but the person starts saying this sideways.
Mm.
We are six women from six different backgrounds. Whether we like it or not, we're going to step on each other's toes.
Yeah.
But it's not everything that you have to point out.
Ah, and they really stepped on each other's toes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh la la.
They went deep.
Like,
but that's the real fire. Okay, I remember when I think I read something on Twitter when our cast photos came out. Like, why would they pair this person with this person with this person with this person? To be fair, LiveSpot did an amazing job casting the ladies. Because you can't bring a whole, let's bring Stephanie now. They're not bring Lola or your crew. It won't work.
Yeah.
Bring different type of people to.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, when it first came out, I did notice like a lot of people were saying certain names and my name was mentioned a bit.
Yeah.
Because obviously being a wife and being entertainment. But I get the... Well, I want to say that I understand the casting from different... like people from different walks of life.
Yes.
Because it was a melting pot, you know. You've got Yoruba Nollywood there. You've got fashionistas. You've got business here.
Yeah.
You've got like different
social
people,
media.
Yeah. Different social economic classes as well. If that's safe to say, because you've got like billionaire's wife and then you've got like...
Different people. Different. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was an interesting mix. And you came in through Twain Lawani.
Yeah.
Tiana.
As her friend.
And I think that was really good. You guys really bring like the comic relief. Because first, before you got there, I was like, Tori is too funny, you know? And we know her in real life, but her persona in her diary sessions is just like, oh my God, too funny. Then you came and I was like, no, wait, hold up. Why are me? Like, no. Wait.
I came through, reverse, and I came through as the show as Tori's friend, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't even know I was coming on the show.
Oh,
until
really?
Later,
okay. So they just linked it like that, but she didn't say like, oh, okay.
No, she didn't bring it to the show.
Oh, okay.
So obviously, like, she's like, we've been friends for years, you know, and she's an amazing person. Twins and I personality is like, she picks me up like I'm a baby every time. Mm-hmm. And I love it because I'm like,
it's really cute. Yeah.
I love being picked up, you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, we know about you and your when you guys were in Abuja, you're all very freaky.
Who hasn't been all done had a past?
We're
just open in different ways. Like, I don't nothing.
It's not about a threesome, hey? Was it something like that in the past?
It's in the past. Not with my husband. If my husband is down, we can talk about it.
Yeah. No,
but not in Nigeria, though.
See, but not my sister, this is one thing, yeah. People, I think, miss... I don't know. You get married and people think that you have to be, like, stiff and rigid. And I love the fact that you're very free and open and you... Even, especially with your, you know, your past escapades.
Yeah.
But it was relatable to other women that are now married. And maybe they feel like, I need to be, you know, I need to behave a certain way. I need to talk a certain way.
And can I say something? Most married women that have had worse past or worse sexual escapade. It's not like I slept with 1 million men.
Yeah, no.
I like if I see something new and I'm in that situation and I can try, I will try it. not now, but
then, yeah.
Then, you know, that's like probably like my early 20s. Mm. Do you get me? And most of their partners don't even know what they're like sexually. Most of their partners don't even know they've been through this or they've done this and they liked it or they still want to try it.
Mm.
So because you want to confine yourself in this perfect marriage or perfect married woman, you see them cheating outside or their husband cheating outside because experience.
Yeah.
Take a whip.
Take a whip.
Whip a nigga.
Dominator. Take a whip. Whip a nigga. Oh, come on.
You know?
This is why you don't have drama on the show. You're only sitting in the bedroom.
Try it. Like, I don't really, like, my husband knows all this. Like, you'll be very stupid to say you want to get me a bounce and I'll be like, your wife has done it. You're like, did she even tell you about the last time that she did? Or did?
Yeah.
Like, I tell him everything. Like, you cannot, when I went to get married, I remember, before I even got married, I remember we were all talking, me and my cousins in the house, and we were like, oh, what do you wish for in a man and everything. I was like, I don't want a man that can eat, that can cook. You know, I like a man that is very gentle because, you know, I can be crazy. Mm. Before you go and blow me in the house and I'm not to tell my mother. So, I'm like, and also I want a man that will accept my madness for my madness. Because my madness is like a playful madness, but it can be a lot. Do you get me? If you don't really know me, you would think I'm Miriam is, which the ladies thought when I first got on the show, which is something I know that people say. But once you get to know me, trust me, I'm one of the most loyal person you've ever met in your life.
No, Sags are loyal.
So when I was praying, like, you know what? I want this man to just love me for my madness. When he came and they're like, oh, you wanted to marry me? I'm like, me? Even I was meant to marry him, like, this will marry you, God forbid.
Wait.
So in order for me to chase him, I was intentionally doing extraordinary stupid things. That there's no man, there's no Nigerian man on earth. And they had to, sir. I was doing it just for him to run. So when he now stayed, and I'm like, this is my husband.
What kind of things did you do?
You don't even want to know.
Mariam.
Like, you have to like sit down with my family and they'll be like, John has tried though. Like that man tried.
Oh, but you know, I remember you first got married. And with the age gap, because you know a lot of us have age gap.
Yeah.
How did you deal with that? Like, did you ever see that as like, oh my god, people, maybe they're gonna be like, this guy's older. Did you
I've
ever
always
care?
Dated older men?
Like,
if I date young guys, it's probably because of sex. Growing up, boy, fine boy, you know, just
six packs.
It's just,
can't
you know,
take it to the bank.
But me dating, minimum 15 years.
Mm.
Yeah, I've always liked. I'm mad. My sense of reasoning, the way I think, is extremely matured for a young guy. Like, I don't want a guy that'll be nagging me because I'm going out.
Right. Yeah.
I want us to talk about it. I cannot just deal with. I've been in that kind of relationship before, that the insecurity, like a guy has broken up with me because to me, the success you want in life is too much for me. Like, I'm not ready for
Sorry?
It. Yes. Twice. Two guys. When the first guy did, I just thought, this one wants to break up. When the second guy did it, I'm like, that means that. At least we're two young guys. I'm like, that means that this one. Like, you don't want to make money. Like, you can't be with me and not let's try to make
hustle,
money.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Like, with the little you have, with the little I have, we'll combine it and make. Like, we have to. That's life. You don't want to have a wife that would just be sitting at home doing nothing.
Yeah, like docile, no.
You know? So, like, I'm not really, like, my attraction to men is, like, I like older men.
I mean, you know, we're all in the same sandbox.
I like older men. That doesn't mean that when I met my son, I didn't know that I was going to marry him. So in my mind, I'm like, he's actually the oldest that I've dated, to be sincere. So like, I know I like older men, but this one is too old. Though. Like, why would I?
What's the age difference? The age gap?
20.
20, okay, yeah, no. No, you know what the thing is, right? I think people misunderstand. They think that, okay, because you're with an older guy, you are attracted to older guys in the sense that you went out looking to marry an older guy.
No.
Yeah, and they don't understand.
The honest literally just come to me and it's just, I can see like some of my friend's father, like, oh my God, your daddy's a zaddy. Like that kind of.
That one passed me.
You know, like growing up, but like your daddy's a zaddy. Like I just never thought, it's not because I have daddy issues. And please, by the way, I do not have daddy issues.
Yeah, they always.
Because a lot of people think, I do not have daddy issues. Uh-huh. My mother raised me, but trust me, she's the mother. She's a mom. She's still alive. She's still mom. She's a mom. She's a father. Everything in one. Everything I never lacked through that woman. So I do not have daddy issues. So let's start with that.
That's all on that.
Let's keep it pushing. So nobody should quote and say daddy issues.
Oh, she's got to get. You know,
I just like older men because of their mentality, period.
No, but people always assume that, okay, you probably didn't have a father growing up, so you probably need a father figure. No, we just like certain types of D, okay?
No, and it's just, the mindset, the way they think is totally different. Like, instead of you arguing about things, you talk things out. I understand that it's not everyone that married to their age group has this similar, what's it called, problems with young guys. That was just my experience.
Yeah.
I've dated guys of my age, like probably like 5 years, few years older than me. I have. And I still have some that we are still good friends to date. It's just my preference.
This is your preference. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I think people should just respect people's preferences as opposed to trying to always analyze and figure out why someone is married to a certain person. Because they even do that with people that are maybe really attractive. They'll say, why is this person dating or married to this person? This person is not on their level.
I called you a trophy wife.
That's
when they say that I'm a trophy wife. I said, if I'm a trophy wife, thank God I'm a trophy wife. At least I'm not a bed wife, you know.
I claim it. Whatever.
As long as it works your boots, cut it.
Yeah, you know, as I said, people just always trying to like make it play down what it is, or just say, that, she's probably there for this, or he's probably there for that. No, I think everybody has their reasoning behind saying, okay, you know, I'm definitely going to stay with this person. Mm-hmm. But I think there has to be a connection, and this connection is with a person, not with the person's age necessarily, or what they have or what they can offer.
Yeah.
So, but girl, let's please, The Real Housewives is coming to an end soon.
No.
Well, yeah.
Friday will never be the same anymore.
It will not. I must be honest. I have liked the show. It's been ratchet, if I must say so myself. Let me just tell you, it's been very ratchet.
The franchise is like that.
Yeah,
that's
but it's been a bit deep. You know what it is? I think for me, it's just the insults. They're a bit much. That's why.
But can I say something? Have you watched other franchises?
Yeah, I've watched.
Well, you know, they are more brutal than Nigerians.
I think you know what it is. I think certain things when
they
you say...
They go more for the juggler.
No, like, you know, Nigerians, when they curse people, it's a bit much. Like, you know, you'll die a horrible death. Okay, you know, like, your husband is... I know Caroline.
They do curse.
You know, I'm not shocked by Caroline yet. You know why? Because I interviewed her. And she's just like, honey, like, Caroline says everything with her chest. Like, yeah, all right, this is what I'm saying. But I was just like, I didn't expect that. So I think I was just a bit shocked. But what was how did you take it, like, with the insults and the...
The insult didn't come to me, that's the point.
I mean, we know what came to you, Chad.
If the insults came to me, almost, as much as I can be funny, I can go from 0 to 1,000. I don't stop at 100. Point blank period, I'm not even joking. Like, I get where other castmates are coming from, like Caroline, you know. Something must have transpired based on the text message and everything between them. And that's their own drama, you know, at the end of the day. But a lot of things were said, like you said, like the husband, you know, they did, you die young. It's just a lot.
Yeah, that for me, I think it was like, okay, that was a bit
much. But can I tell you something? If you're angry, you can't really predict what she would say.
Fair. But I think it really just depends on the person. Because, you know, when you're angry, there's certain things you still know that, okay, you probably wouldn't say. Like, if you're arguing with, I don't know, like your parent or something, as much as they're annoying you, you know that, okay, this might be out of bounds.
It's too big for my mouth. Because they're not friends, they can afford to say anything to each other.
Well, fair. Anyway, the show is fun. One thing that we don't really have inside knowledge to is the group chats. Because we saw a bit of the group chat when it came to, you know, Gloria was complaining about people's lateness, and then all of a sudden it just went, bah, you are this, you are that, blah, blah. What is that group chat like?
It was really nothing hidden. It was basically what was shown from what Laura said to what transpired, or why are you calling my name, this and that, and everything. Literally, I was washing my hair washing my hair, and something like, you know, when you leave your phone, wash your hair, and I came back and I saw, I'm like, Jesus, you know, it was sweeting me. I'm not even going to lie, because we're adults, don't forget. Like, I don't even think I have friends that behave like this.
Right, okay.
Do you get me?
So it's like, it looks entertaining for you.
I'm like, this is not happening right now. And I'm like, wait, because it's a group chat, you can't show even your friends, you know.
Okay.
So you have to just keep it. And everything concerning the show is something you can't tell people.
Right.
So it's like, you know, you're dying of gist. And I'm like, Tani mo le soften. What can I? So you have to just keep calling the group. Right. In the group, like, what's going on? Calm down. Blah blah blah. I just kept quiet. I'm like, okay, this is juicy. Let's just keep watching. But to be honest, I didn't think it was going to play out on TV.
Yeah.
I didn't think they want to show it on TV because a lot was said. I didn't think, oh, they want to bring their, like, the husband.
Yeah.
And everything. By the end of the day, don't forget, this is a show.
Mm.
Every little thing you do around the period they're shooting is content.
Fair.
So you can't be upset for them showing it.
Yeah. And you know, some people were even thinking, oh, a bit of this is scripted. Like,
no, absolutely not. The only thing that is scripted, just like, okay, you're having a scene in this location. Whatever you say is your whatever you say, they will not tell you what to say.
Okay, but did they ever, like, say, or maybe have, like, a conversation about something?
Well, it's just, they'll just tell you, are you going to just sit down on a table with someone and just be like, looking at each other? You will discuss what happened previously.
Right, right,
you understand?
Right.
That's it. Like, they won't tell you exactly what to say.
Of course, yeah.
Or they'll just say, so you can have conversations with your partners, sorry, your castmates, but depending on what you say that is interesting, that they will air.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's how production works.
Like, example, the scene with Caroline and High at the, what's it called? At the safari.
Okay.
When we're talking and Toyin was talking to her husband.
Oh, no, wait. Toyin was twerking. No, wait. There's a clip of Toyin was like twerking.
For her husband. Toyin and her husband. That's how they love.
Listen, I love this.
Their
love is sweet. She didn't even know what was going on. She's like, eh. And
she
was happy. It was so funny.
So he was like, Karina, we're talking about something else which wasn't pertaining to the show.
Oh,
they didn't hear it,
they,
even though we were mic'd. So if it's nothing...
in juicy or
interesting. Yeah, they won't. You know, that's the way it is.
Speaking of Auntie Carol, she said, you know, she said that she spent her own money. Was that across board? Like, did you guys get paid?
I did not want to discuss that.
did you?
It's not my account number. I can forward you my account number to put your money in it. It's not my problem.
But can you discuss it, whether you got paid for the show?
Because
we
got paid for the show. People sign their contract differently. I just sign your contract from the west of my contract.
Mm.
They pay you. You sign what you're worth.
Right.
I didn't complain.
Okay, now.
I'm still not complaining.
Negotiate. Come
so
on now.
Signing a contract.
This is true.
Listen.
So you have to show your lawyers, you know, before you sign on that dotted line. Okay. This show, I don't want it to end. I'm getting sad. Like, because you have reunion.
Reunion is coming.
Are we going to get season two?
It's a franchise. Obviously, you get season two.
In Nigeria, the show is just one season and then that's the end.
No, this one is season two. You're definitely going to get season two. I'm sure they're going to get season two. I'm sure they're working on it.
I have the idea now.
We cannot...
All right, you know you're my person, so I'll
until
stop.
We even, like, to be sincere, until they're ready to tell us, they can't tell us anything because that's production.
Yeah.
Issues, not our issue.
We know. We're production. Sure. We're just trying to push our luck.
No, don't push
our
luck too much.
Who would you say your favorite castmate is? Okay, let's remove Auntie Toyin from it. Because she's already your friend. But who else would you say?
The person I didn't think I was going to, like, click with that I clicked with was Yabo.
Okay. Yeah.
That was actually one of my favorites. Yeah. Well, because Yabo and I actually birthday mates.
Oh.
Yeah. I knew that before.
She's a Sagittarius.
Yes.
Okay.
So Yabo was the only person that got my sense of emo a lot on the show. Like, even off camera, Yabo and I did not really banter, like, play on camera. But off camera, we were like going for each other. If I go for her once, I should say Miriam 1-0. If I stand up, she'd say Miriam, stand up. You left your ass. You know that kind of thing. She's like 1-1. You know, they're like.
Yeah.
Or normally, if I do somebody or she does somebody else, they'll count it as something like, are you saying this? Things like that.
Yeah.
But we get each other and I like her very much.
Yeah, I really like her as well. And I like her on the show.
She's very down to earth.
Very down to earth. And what I loved about the show as well is the fact that I feel like I'm being biased, but you know, I wear Yoruba. But I loved how I always say Yabo.
Don't stop calling me Auntie Yabo.
The way they would just switch up, because it just made it so juicy.
So,
it was so much sweeter. Yeah. Like, wait, you know when she was describing the fight with Laura and Caroline, said, if you're going to fight somebody, you act like you're not coming, and then back, go. I was on the floor. Yeah. I was like, yes, this is authentic, you know? This is not her trying to be like American, you know? No, let's be ourselves. And I love that that was presented by you guys. Yeah, definitely.
She's cool. She's really cool. You know, everybody can't... You can't take a liking to everybody and everybody can't take a liking to you.
Yeah.
Know? And people have their opinion at the end of the day of every cast member.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, I feel like Yabo is very cool.
Yeah, no. I think she's cool as well.
I like her very much.
There's been a lot of Instagram, Twitter beef, like our post episodes that sometimes we don't really understand how it comes about, because we're like, it's just a small thing. Why is this turned to history of 10 years ago now?
I don't forget a lot of things that happen behind the
scenes. Yeah.
That you guys don't even know. So a lot of build up. A lot of build up. And to be honest, like, just like Caroline and Laura saying, oh, they met in one hotel room, and Caroline and Tony 10 years ago, none of us were there.
Right.
So I can't really speak on that, because it's just, they know. There's Caroline's side, there's Tony's side, and there's the truth. So with that one, I just...
When you see these like wars online, like the Twitter one with Tony and Caroline, what goes through your head?
When I saw that one, I think I posted a picture of my diary session on Twitter, and I think it was on a Sunday. I can't remember. So I took a nap.
You always doing something when these things happen. Washing hair, napping.
I woke up. So let me even check my response. That's like the comment section. One, I said, Twitter is brutal. Someone said, Auntie, your picture is fine, but you're distracting us from the drama that's happening on Toy and Caroline. Toy and Caroline. I went straight to their page and like, what the hell is going on? And with me, because I'm a publicist, I think from the PR point of view, like, it's not every action that needs a reaction, especially social media, especially online, because social media will never forget.
Yep.
They will never forget. So sometimes with me, I'm more of a confrontational person. And once I said it, I've moved on. So when I saw it, I'm like, why? And I called her and said, just don't reply. Just stop responding. Stop it. Do it. Like, it's like, Miriam, can you imagine this line? I'm like, just. Just stop responding. Stop. But by the time it was already done.
Because it was now like, wait, this is opening a can of worms. And that's the thing, you know, with celebrities. Once you reply something, once you answer a question, people are going to pick at it, decipher, try and get whatever they want to get from it. So when you're arguing with someone else online, they're going to keep opening up. And it's whoever, it's Elemiluma last. It's the person that is the one that's like, you know what? I have nothing to lose. I have energy for you today. You know, and you know, Tony said it herself, that Caroline is the devil when it comes to fighting. So she
didn't even see that one coming with Caroline. It's like, she was one person that shocked me. Like,
I kind of saw it.
On camera with her, she was very sweet and everything. And watching her diary session, and she's, and I'm like, when you bullet girl, like, I never saw, because after we had our my episode 4 concert, like, and we made up an episode 6.
Okay, was it your handshake? Please demonstrate the handshake for us.
The funniest thing was, it wasn't more of the handshake. It was just like, you know,
okay,
because I walked in, you know, happy and everything. I hugged people, and you know, thinking that I was getting a hug, and it was an handshake, and I just. It was really nothing to me. Probably I was just overthinking it. She get me, and I didn't know her from anywhere before, to be sincere. I didn't know what I was getting into. I didn't know the cast member aside from Toy. So when I came in, it was the first time I actually saw them.
Okay, so you were taken aback.
So I was taken back as well. Like, what's with me? I'm a publicist, I'm a free spirit. No, like, you can't even like put me in the graveyard. I will find somebody to play with.
Yeah, because you're a free spirit. You
know, like, I'm not that much. Like, I'm very open like that. So when I saw them, I'm like, okay, let's. They were shocked, but at that time they didn't know that I was a cast member.
Oh, got you. Okay.
They didn't know I was a cast member then. They just thought I was part of the plus one.
Okay, yeah, like OG and some other people's friends.
They didn't
know
I was the plus one.
Ah, and when what was their reaction when they realized you were a plus one? You were not a plus one.
It was, I think, Laura that figured it out first.
Of course.
Laura figured, that's why I had a scene with Laura at the pool.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She figured it out. I don't know. I can't remember when the other girls figured it out. Well, I think it was probably like during that weekend or a week later.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, wait, this is for me, Sha, because you know, there's this. Anyway, no, you will not give me inside. It's all right. But this fight with Caroline and Chioma, I did not see that coming. And that was.
Oh, I can't even give you that one. You have to watch.
Guys, you've heard it.
You have to watch it.
The Real Housewife herself.
That one, you want to see fights in Fone.
When I saw the teaser, Scum of the Earth. This thing.
That's actually the epic one.
Hey,
like,
I said, what happened? Say, leave if you want to leave. even late. I said, yes, this next episode, we
you
did
guys have
it.
To watch that part to understand.
Oh gosh.
That part, you know, because we don't control the editing. Do you yeah. understand? But I'm sure they're going to show it to the fullest.
Yeah, we can't wait for it. Thank you so much, Maryam.
Thank you for having me.
Mrs. Hadeya, Miss Tima. Come on, come
thank
on, come
you,
on.
Thank you.
Sis, mother, wife, everything. We love it. And I love that you're showing the wives in good light, you know, fashion, you know, everything. And that, you know, you are definitely the comic relief on the show. You need to make t-shirts. Like,
I'm actually working on that. You have to be sincere. I didn't plan on it.
Of course you did. It's just you.
Because I just thought, oh, let me go and separate fight. It was literally like an instinct. Like, I saw butterfly. I just, boom. And the next day, bah. It was my top. It was like pin here, pin there. Because I didn't expect that was going to go down to mm-hmm. business. And immediately I just thought, and I just head clink, clink. I just went straight on the floor. It took, none of the girls realized that my top was off until Tony found out probably like 5 minutes later. That you guys thought it was probably like 2 seconds. You know, I was on the floor. So my head was underneath the table. Like, I'm out for me, Lori. I'm out for me, Lori. I have a wedding to go to. Now it's a out for me, Lori. That was Alima's wedding. That night was Alima's.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So I was literally like, oh Jesus. Because I was doing my makeup when the called for the meeting.
Oh,
so I didn't
you.
Know we were supposed to shoot that day. So I just wore jeans and top. So I'm just clicking in. And that was it.
And that's how
I was on my breasts. This is his breasts.
They are famous. So they cannot just.
They wanted to have a snippet for the camera.
Yes, it's like they were jealous. They're like, they were jealous. Oh no, come on.
Oh, yeah, me.
No, I need that t-shirt, please.
People literally were calling me when it hit. Miriam, are you okay?
Derry, oh, your ankle.
Yeah, like, Derry was like, please check up for me. I said, she's still on the floor. I'm like, jeez. People were literally. They were making memes of me. I was like,
I love it. Thank you so much once again. Yes, round of applause please for Maryam. Woo!
Thank you for having me.
And we can't wait to see your season 2 if there's season 2 and all that. Yeah. Amen. Please drop your handles, you know, you've got so many fans.
Maryam Adeyemi Tima. Maryam Adeyemi Tima at Maryam Adeyemi Tima Twitter, Maryam Tima.
Oh my gosh, Maryam, it's been such a pleasure having you.
Thank you for having me.
I can't wait to see you on season 2.
Looking forward to it.
And this is actually the end of season 1 on really? Me, her, and everything else. Yes, so thank you for being my
season finale. We're going out with a bang.
Yes, yay! Yes, yes. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. Thank you to the crew, the production, Eggcorn. Thank you guys for all of you. Like, I love all of you that listen every week. Not you, my viewers and my listeners. No, I'm joking. But thank you guys for the support. We just can't wait to come back and give you more in season 2. It's been 23 amazing episodes, and I'm just really grateful that I have this platform to talk about everything that affects us women and just things that we just, you know, want to talk about. It's like your favorite WhatsApp group, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll be back in season 2. Bye guys. Woo! Well done.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With ACAST, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.